Sajuji. Aloha. Welcome back, everybody. We are now entering our last but definitely not least presentation of this panel on learner-centered pedagogy, adapting to dialect variation, multilingualism, and social dynamics in endangered language education. I'm very pleased to welcome to the podium Kiara Rios-Rios from the Autonomous University Benito Juarez de Oaxaca. And she'll be presenting on flexible pedagogical techniques for working with dominant languages, dialect diversity, and prejudices in endangered language classrooms. Chiquita, thank you, Kiara.
Padeo Shigirato, Vale Pegana Yechenua Porte, Chenea, La Tuchikayuna, Nareza. Good morning, everybody. I'm very happy to share with you what we're doing in Oaxaca in Zapotec course. I'm going to talk about a little bit flexible pedagogical techniques that I use in my course of Zapotec in Oaxaca, Zapotec from the Isthmus. And the purpose of this presentation is to illustrate the challenges I have faced as an indigenous language teacher in a newly created Zapotec language course at the University of Oaxaca. And due to lack of materials or unified standards, I have writing or reading and social acceptance, and how I have worked around these challenges as a Zapotec teacher from Isthmus. So first of all, I'm going to talk about a little bit of context, the place where we're doing this project, and a little bit about me, my background, and a little bit more about my students and my course itself. And I have three main points that I'm going to develop throughout this presentation. That is adaptation that I do in my classes with some activities, and the influence that Zapotec has from Spanish, and how I work with the dialect diversity. And well, you have heard about Oaxaca. Oaxaca is located in the southern part of Mexico. So, and it's the most culturally and linguistically diverse state in Mexico, and Zapotec is the language that is spoken most in Oaxaca, with different varieties, and every variety should be considered a different language because they are different, even though they are called Zapotec. So, okay, now a little bit about me. I'm a native speaker of Zapotec, or Dijaza, that's the word we use to say Zapotec in Zapotec, from the Isthmus. And I grew up bilingually because I use Zapotec at home and Spanish at school. And I was not taught how to read and write in Zapotec. In fact, almost nobody in my hometown uses literacy in Zapotec. So I learned how to read and write Zapotec by myself. And since I was in middle school, I was interested in learning English. For this reason, I joined the BA program in teaching English at the University of Oaxaca. And that's how this I started teaching Zapotec using what I learned how to teach English. And my Zapotec course, my students, So how do I get to this point, starting teaching Zapotec? During my third year in the BA program, I was invited to be part of a pilot program that would offer me Zapotec language as a third language that BA students could choose from. So the students in University of Oaxaca, they have to choose another language besides English to learn during the BA program. So they have four options. They have Portuguese, Italian, French, and recently they have Zapotec to choose. So some students choose Zapotec to learn as a third language. So, and I created the syllabus from scratch, collaborating with a teacher educator and the students themselves, and we decided what to learn in the courses. Now, this course has been offered for first semesters and with different groups and different levels and different ages. Well, as an example, in level one, my course, all my courses, number one, number two, number three, number four, are focused on spoken communication. And as an example, we have, in level one, we have two main themes. So me and my school, where we learn vocabulary to interact in the classroom, and we have me and my family, where we talk about us, ourselves, or the students themselves, and they talk about the family, their families, and the people who are important for them. And yeah, I'm sure you cannot see very well, but There are three units, and we have vocabulary, we have phrases, or and we have a little bit of grammar, but it's immersed into the method that is focused on spoken communication. And well, the first thing that I want to talk about is about the adaptation that I do with some activities that are in another language. In this case, okay, I have a song here that I think you're going to recognize. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song, and if you will know the song, join me, okay? Okay. Ike, she venia. Ike, she venia. Nebizalua diagarvanesia. Ike, she venia. Do you recognize the song? Yes, what song it is? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Yes, this is an example of a song that I use in my classes to practice body parts. So I took the song in English language and I translated into Zapotec. So, and this other game is a game in Spanish. It's about lines. So we, in this game, we practice numbers. Doing a clapping game. Okay, I think we're not gonna have time to play this game, but this is a game that I adapted from Spanish. And we have many, many games and dynamics that we have adapted from other languages. And another thing that I do with my students is that they have, if we don't have material or we don't have things in internet, for example, in English, we have a lot of material on internet that we can download. So for Zapotec, we do our own materials, and the students, for example, here we have a flashcard about a mood. So what mood is this? I know that you don't know Zapotec, but the first one? Cachiche, what is that for you? Angry? Yeah, that's how we say angry in Zapotec. And the second one, the two flashcards are for activities that they like to do. So when they're representing a hobby or something that they like to do, they do flashcards. So the first one is what for you? I like sleeping. Yes, that's a hobby of a student, so they like sleeping. And the second one? Drinking water, yeah, or drinking anything. Okay, yeah, that's how they, the important thing is that they represent the things they like to do. So they like to sleep, so they do a flashcard about sleeping, and they do a flashcard about drinking water. Some students make a flashcard about drinking beer, so it's okay. And we have a word for that in Zapotec. Okay, everything is to get to this point to do a final project at the end of the course. So they have to present orally in front of the students, in front of their classmates, a presentation about their family. Okay, I leave it open to choose the people who they are going to talk about. They sometimes choose their mother, their dad, their pets, and their friends, boyfriend or girlfriend. And for example, in this one, as we know, they're starting the first course of Zapotec, so they cannot say everything in Zapotec. So they have other resources. So they use, in this case, sobrino. Sobrino is the word in Spanish to say nephew. So this is a word that is has an influence from Spanish. And then they use also, if you can see here, English, because they are also learning English. So it says la vena pabello paisa, la vequerola llevegobe carne. That means that he doesn't like to eat meat, and he uses the word in Spanish to say meat, that is carne. And he's vegetarian, that's a phrase in English. So it's okay for me to use all the resources that they have, because they speak Spanish and they're learning English, and they are also learning Zapotec. So, but some students can say everything is Zapotec, so that is okay also. So this is another slide, is to It's from other student that she wrote everything in Zapotec, and that is okay. So going back to the example of sobrino, we have a word in Zapotec that is Zapotecization, and we have words that we have adapted from Spanish to Zapotec, and that is the process of appropriating Spanish word as it says into Zapotec. So some examples that you see here is that the days of the week, for example, to say Saturday in Spanish is sábado. So, but in Zapotec, we the letter O at the end becomes a U. We say sábado, and the same happens with domingo, and we say lune instead of lunes in Spanish, and that is Zapotec. We have hemos zapotequizado la palabra. Or we have, yeah, that word has been through the process of Zapotecization. And the same happens with months of the year. Enero, febrero, marzo, the letter O becomes a U at the end. And with some numbers, for example, we have a word to say 18. We say, We have a word to say 18. We say chinerechono. But to be sincere, in common use, we say 18, that is a word from Zapotec, from Spanish, sorry. And we only change the letter O, but the letter U at the end. And we can say the word, for example, with this example, 150 and 250, we say half and a half. The first part of the word, the first part of the number in Zapotec and the second part of the number in Spanish. And that's how people speak every day. So they say chupagayo a 50, chupagayo a is in Zapotec, and 50, that's the word for 50 in Spanish. So they say that every day in the market, with family, in the town. So that's how we speak. And the same happens with some nouns and adjectives, for example, carro, car, we say carro. Carro, that's the word in Spanish. We say foto, to say picture, photo. And we say novio, that is the word for my boyfriend. And with some adjectives like estresado, when you feel stressed, or enamorado, when you're in love, there are words or adjectives from Spanish that we adapted in Zapotec. And that's how we say every day. So they use that word, and we see these things in class. Also, but because of that, we have a dilemma, pureness versus common use. So if we decide to keep the pure pureness of the language, or we decide to use the words that people use every day in, I don't know, as I said, in the market, at home, or in the town. So what I do, or what has worked with me, is that to create awareness with students that these phenomena occurs in other languages. For example, in English, we say tortilla, to say tortilla, that is a word from Spanish. And in Zapotec, it happens the same. So we don't have an exact word to say computer or cell phone or television, so we say computadora. Okay, the tone, can change a little bit. So we say computadora, celular, televisión, that's how we say it. But we have adapted those words in Spanish to Zapotec because we don't have an exact word in Zapotec to say it because they are new words, let's say. Okay, but also the another point that I want to talk about is that how I work with dialect diversity. So in my region, in Isthmus region, we have three variants. We have the variant from Asunción Iztaltepec, that is the variant that I teach, and the San Blas Atenpa variant and Cuchitén variant. So in the same region, word can be said in different ways. So in this case, we have the word ice to say ice. So in my variant, we say bizalua. In San Blas Atenpa, they say bezalua. In Cuchitán, they say bezalua, and it's okay. So that's how we say this in class. We command this in class. We say, okay, in my variant, we say like this, but in the Isthmus itself, people can say this word or this word in depending on the place, depending on the town. So, for example, another example is how I say I speak Zapotec. Rinia dichasa ganga. That's the phrase that I say in my variant. So in San Blas Atempa they say Rinie dichasa. In Cuchitán they say Rinie dichasa. The third example is the adjective pretty. I say Skaru. In the variant of San Blas Atempa they say Skaru. And in Cuchitán they say Sikaru. And we understand that. We understand among all the towns. So it's okay. And okay, but with this dilemma, a big question comes up, and we say which variety is better. So the students say which is the variety that is the best. So in simple terms, we could say that they are the same, but however, the variety of Juchitán has more social prestige. That's the perception. So then I have to convince my students that all varieties, that every single variety, are equal and worthy to learn, and they accept that. They say that yes, okay, it's okay, it's worth to learn every variety. So they all important. Okay, so as a teacher of an indigenous language, I get to the conclusion that every single teacher of an indigenous language or endangered language has faced or are facing this similar challenges. So, because of lack of materials, standards, and acceptance. And for this reason, it is important to have a flexible approach in teaching these languages, especially if we want that young people to get involved in sharing the language, and also for people who are not part of the community to get interested in learning these languages. So, that's what I prepared for you today. Thank you very much. If you have questions, I'm glad to answer your questions. Yes. This project is taking place in Oaxaca City. So I have students from many parts of Oaxaca, from many regions, from some from the coast or the Isthmus region or the valley, and they are studying English to become English teachers. So they have to choose another language besides English. So they choose Zapotec, but sometimes they don't know anything about Zapotec. Or they say, okay, my grandma's used to speak Zapotec, but from the valley, let's say. I don't know, I speak Mixtec, I speak another language, but they're from many parts from Oaxaca. Yeah. Okay, Zapotec is one of the most spoken language in Oaxaca, and the variant from the Isthmus, fortunately, many people speak Zapotec yet. So there, but it's an endangered language also because I don't have an exact number of speakers. But in the Isthmus, fortunately, people at my age, we speak in Zapotec, yeah. But there is a possibility to lose the language in some years in the future. But that's what I try to do to motivate the people who are at my age to speak the language. I don't have an exact number, but there are many people who speak Zapotec, yeah. Yes, in my hometown, people who are younger than me, they don't speak Zapotec. They understand Zapotec. They But if you speak to them in Zapotec, they answer in Spanish. That's what is happening. Yes?
I might be able to provide some figures just to put things into context. So, as Clara rightly said, the word Zapotec actually refers to a very diverse family of languages. And so, Clara is talking about Zapotec varieties from the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, which have the largest speaker bases. And so, it is estimated that there's somewhere between 75,000 and 100,000 speakers of Isthmus Zapotec. But as Clara pointed out, you know, there are differences from one town to the other. There's about 22, there's 22 municipalities where a variety of Isthmus Zapotec is spoken. And in only two of those, and Asunción Iztaccíhuatl is not one of them, in only two of these 22 municipalities, do we see an increase, a very slow increase in the population of speakers. So, in only two of these towns, our children speaking it, speaking the language actively at an L1. And actually, Chiara is probably in the generation of the youngest speakers across the Isthmus of Tehuantepec. So the numbers are a little misleading. You know, tens of thousands of speakers sounds very nice, but in reality, there's, you know, rampant shift.
About one generation away from you.
It depends a little bit on the town. So you have places like El Espinal, where there's, you know, the youngest speakers are in their 50s or older. There are towns like Jadani, which is one of the two towns where children are speaking the language. And you have, you know, ranges in between. So in a couple of generations. But yeah, I do think that within one generation, we're going to see a dramatic shift. You already
Okay, we're going to have more questions? Okay, so thank you everybody for your attention.